Good morning, Tappers. What's happening? It is another edition of the Daily Tap for Tuesday, June 26th. Crazy that we are nearly at the end of June already. Time flies when you're having fun. Always good to talk to you once again. Tune it through the phone. I do not have the new office set up yet, in the process of doing that. So once again, coming to you live from the phone, not the worst thing in the world. You know, it's definitely a little different, but it's easy to do it just as long as I don't Daffy Duck, my screen, which I did. I think that was Friday morning. I just spit all over the place. It was gross. I was like, you know, hold it in there. Say it, don't spray it, as the kids say, or as they used to say. But yeah, no, it's all good. We're going to be doing daily taps all week, really. And then on Friday, we'll have Tapping the Keg. Mitch and I will be back. So a little bit of a lengthy time between the two podcasts. I think the last time we taped was last Monday, so yeah, a little bit, but then we're back in the booth, and then we will get it going. We'll also do Daily Tap over the weekend, and with the 4th of July holiday, I'm not sure what exactly our plan's going to be. I know I won't tape on the 4th, but I do have off Monday and Tuesday, so probably get you some podcasts there, because why not, right? When you have off, you might as well take advantage of those. So you know where to find us, SnowTapWI, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You also know that you can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play as well. If you're an Android user, Stitcher, SoundCloud, if that's what you prefer. I'd like to get us on a couple more platforms. That might be a little bit of a goal of mine this week. See if I can do that and work that into my read. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers getting slighted by the NFL Network at number 10 overall, then talk about Giannis, potential future MVP, getting up into that MVP voting, and talk a little bit about hats. Yes, hats. I feel like it's actually a topic that we should have had our friend Mitch discuss, since he is a massive hat guy. But I also wear a good amount of hats, and so we'll dive into a story from the Wall Street Journal. So I wrote about the Aaron Rodgers slight. Aaron Rodgers being 10th in the NFL Network's 100 best players, Carson Wentz, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, all finished ahead of Rodgers. He was the fourth best quarterback of the group. I already saw a local media member say, yeah, it doesn't really matter. It's not really that big of a deal. We're not going to talk about this unless you want to. And it isn't a big deal. You're right. It's just arbitrary list. Like I said in my blog this morning, so that's why it's a website. You know, I didn't want to take the cheese. I didn't want to do multiple segments on this blog and podcast, but it's ridiculous. It is a ridiculous thing that Aaron Rodgers is the fourth in that list. I do not understand at all why Drew Brees or Carson Wentz is higher than Rodgers. You want to put Tom Brady at one? Fine. Be my guest. I don't really care that Tom Brady is the number one option. But the fact that Wentz or Brees got this honor is just ridiculous. Like, I get that it means nothing. It is just a way for the NFL to drive engagement, to drive viewership, all this other shit. But still, it's sort of offensive. And then you wonder, what do people think of Aaron Rodgers right now? What is the hot take on the outside with Aaron Rodgers? We know how we feel about him in the state of Wisconsin and any Packer fans. We love him. We know that he's going to have a big season. We're ready for it. But I feel like a lot of outside viewers are seeing Rodgers and saying, guy's kind of done. Guy's kind of done. He's past his prime. He has too many injuries. He hasn't been able to carry his team past the second round of the playoffs. You know, that's not true. He did it 2 years ago against Atlanta. But the point remains is that like they're starting to become this hive of Aaron Rodgers hate. And I don't get it. I don't really get what we're doing here. I don't know if it's just people are trying to be contrarian because that fits the narrative, that fits what they're trying to do here. And being contrarian helps push sort of this agenda of like Aaron Rodgers is not that good of a quarterback anymore. He's just sort of an above average guy. He's not in that elite tier. And I will say that anyone who makes these comments tread very carefully. Aaron Rodgers, as Mike Daniels noted a few weeks ago, is on a revenge tour. I think there's no question about it. I think Rodgers wants to show out, at least early on, about, you know, why he's worth the contract, why he's one of the best players in football, and sort of just continue to dominate and really make a statement and really come out there and say, okay, you're gonna think I lost a step here. Why don't I prove this to you? I don't think anyone's ever going to be happy with a elite level quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. Everyone's going to have their criticisms. Everyone's going to have their praises. No one's really going to have a hard, fast, here's what it is, period. There is no room for discussion. That just never happens really in sports and really in life more times than not. I did see Martellus Bennett chimed in and gave himself praise for using having all those gifts that Packer fans use. And as always, like, fuck that guy. Like, he always talks tough. He always acts like he is somehow better than everybody else, and yet he really isn't. I mean, he really is just Martellus Bennett. He's a sad person. He's kind of had a sad career the last few years, and he really hasn't amounted to anything. And as someone said in his Twitter mentions, because he's like, anytime you use this, you're thinking of me. No, bro, they're just cool gifts. That's all it is. Someone mentioned, you know, hey, I wanted this to work, and it's really sad it didn't. And that's kind of how I feel. Like, I don't want to be mad at Martellus Bennett. I don't want to make Martellus Bennett enemy number one. But the fact is you threw an honest, hardworking doctor under the bus, and that's just uncalled for. You can't do that. You cannot do that, and it really, really was embarrassing for what Bennett did. And he should be embarrassed. And maybe he carries that guilt with him. Who knows? Probably not. But yeah, he sucks. That's all you gotta know. So yes, Rodgers at number 10, not ideal. I think some are thinking he's a tier below these other guys, which is just sort of wild, especially the Brady and Wentz. I don't know why Carson Wentz got number 3. Get Carson Wentz has had some really strong games, but he didn't even win a playoff game this year. He was hurt. So just a little food for thought, little thing to nibble on. Moving to another GOAT in the state of Wisconsin, Giannis Antetokounmpo. He finishes 5th, or 6th, excuse me, in MVP voting. He was nearly 5th, one vote behind Russell Westbrook. And you have to appreciate what Giannis has gone from. So Giannis was most improved player last season, and this season he's nearly an MVP. He is an MVP candidate. He nearly makes the top 5. Kind of he's going to have to work his way through to sort of get to that MVP level, unless he has just an amazing season where the writers and everybody has no choice but to give Giannis that award. So we'll see what's in his future. I think Giannis can definitely win an MVP. I think he can win multiple MVPs. I know we don't see that a ton in the NBA, especially like back-to-back. We usually see them try to split it up. That's how Karl Malone got an MVP out of nowhere in 1995. That's how guys keep winning MVPs that aren't LeBron. And so Giannis is going to get his time. Giannis is going to get that opportunity. And it's, you know, once again, this is just like the 2K thing yesterday, which I wrote about. It's just great notoriety for the Milwaukee Bucks. To have a MVP caliber player is all that you ask for as a small market team. Usually you need to find a way to market, and the Bucks really don't. They have Giannis, and they're going to market the shit out of him to get people into the arena, to get people buying merchandise. He is going to sort of be a client within being a basketball player. I think the Bucks sort of marketing team is going to amplify Giannis as much as possible. And this is just another thing that helps. It's a thing that the Wally Waukesha, as Mitch and I have talked about, the very casual fan will see in the paper today, or he will read on the local news and be like, oh, wow, Giannis, this Giannis guy is pretty good. He'd probably call him Giannis or Giannis, I don't know, something bad. He'd butcher it. And he'd be like, well, let's make sure, you know, we go and get tickets for, you know, October, November. I think that's the whole thing. I think right now you have guys who might not even really understand how good Giannis is. They know him by name. They know him by what he's known for and his nickname. But they don't really understand that Giannis is that good. Giannis is an MVP player. And he's a guy that it's worth going to all 82 games to watch. I think those who are not 82, I'm thinking baseball. I was like, 82 games, like, that doesn't seem right. 82 for the full season, but you wouldn't be able to travel across the world to watch Giannis play. I mean, I would be impressed if you would. That'd be a hell of a way to do winter and or spring. But yes, 41 games, 41 home games. So yes, he's worth watching everyone. He's must-see TV. I think the NBA world, whether it's ABC and TNT, ESPN, are going to give the Bucks a lot of games this year. I think I don't know the actual number, but I'm not going to be surprised to see the Bucks on ESPN on a few Fridays. I think they're going to net their first Saturday night ABC game, whether it's against whomever LeBron's playing for or the Boston Celtics. I think they're going to net one of those. I think you're going to get a few ESPN ones thrown in there from a yoga perspective. And did I just say a yoga perspective? I don't know where all of a sudden I was like, whoa. And this is now, I can't edit this. Like, this is a voice memo, so it's all off the cuff, and I don't know where yogurt sort of came from. That was definitely a slip there. I mean, there are worse things to slip about. Obviously, maybe I have yogurt on my mind. I haven't had breakfast. I'm not usually a morning yogurt guy, but I must have some yogurt. ESPN does not have anything yogurt. They've branched out into a lot of things, but they haven't branched out to yogurt. So obviously I've ran my course with but yeah, Giannis is just going to get so much more notoriety throughout the year, and it'll take his sort of stardom to yet another level with just all the exposure he's going to get. I mean, 2K cover, national televised games. I'm sure he'll land sort of a big marketing deal. He's already doing something with TCL, which is a value TV company. I'm sure the endorsements are going to keep coming, and we're going to see a lot of Giannis throughout the next couple of months. All right, to wrap up the podcast, which obviously got a little weird there. Sorry about that. We're going to talk about hats. So Wall Street Journal came out with an article basically asking the question, can you wear a hat and not look like a frat boy? So kind of found this interesting because I've never been a frat. I sometimes have, I'd say, some fratty tendencies. And you can judge me for that if you'd like. If not, no big deal. But, you know, I don't ever really see myself wearing a hat as an issue. I remember when we were in Vegas, I was wearing my Patagonia hat. And my friends decided to call me a Brad because they thought it was funny, or they thought it was, you know, gave me shit basically for wearing that hat. And I was like, come on, guys. I had a Golden State Warriors hat I got from San Francisco that I wore for a while. The kids call it a dad hat. And then I somehow got lost or stolen, whatever. I don't know where it is. But I got a lot of heat for that as well. But I think the question of does it make you look like a frat boy, I don't think wearing a hat frontwards really ever makes you look like a fat frat boy. I think you can look like, and no disrespect to our boy Mitch, but if you're wearing like flat brims, and Murph actually too, so no disrespect to either of them, you're wearing flat brims around like age 30 and beyond, you probably need to make that transition to dad hats. Like, you probably have to go into more of the form fit and snapbacks and flat brims at after age 30 kind of look weird. I'll admit that. I don't think those are frat boy. I just think that's just a style. Do I think the backwards hat look sort of has to end at 30? I mean, I'm going to be 30. I don't think so. I think if you're like a dad, I think that when the backwards hat ends is when you're a dad. That's sort of the, I think it's weird when dads are rocking backwards hats. And if you are a dad and listen to the podcast and you're like, yeah, I wear a backwards hat all the time, well, fuck me then, I guess. But I don't know. Maybe it has to be the right look and everything like that. But I feel like there are like levels of sort of graduating from hats. And it's not about, I don't think a lot of times it's about being a frat boy. Certain hats are going to make you look more fratty, a Patagonia hat for sure. Or trying to think of an example of one. But yes, there are things that are going to sort of amplify that sort of frat culture, if you will. But I don't think every time you wear a hat, you're like, oh, that guy must be a former frat bro. I've never had somebody, you know, come up to me and ask me if I was part of a fraternity. Like, it's too broad of a brush. So better luck next time, Wall Street Journal. We'll revisit fashion when you have a better opinion. All right, we are going to get out of here. We'll talk about the Brewers Royals tomorrow, as well as who knows what else will pop up. You know, Summerfest starts, so we will have a sort of guide who do you go see on night one. My recommendations, kind of a top tier, a mid tier, and a low tier. And we'll talk about exactly what's going on Summerfest and who knows what else we'll bring. So, you know, SunTapWI, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Don't forget about your ESPN yogurts. Those are always good. Definitely sort of a left. Things go left. Oh, I'm kidding. I'm joking. That was a really bad joke. Obviously, talking about dads left me in a dad joke life. So that stunk. And then, all right. And then subscribe on all the channels. I got to get out of here. Take.
Oh, shoot.